Tim Stout. He's the WILX-TV 10 sports director. He's the Fox 47 sports anchor. He's also a columnist for the Atlantic State Journal. Tim, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. MSU football, I know that you had a bird's eye view for that bowl game in Florida. What are your thoughts after having a few days to chew on that?
Well, they lost a player yesterday, and they sure could have used the guy back next season, and I guess that goes with the territory. If you win 22 games in 2 years, you know, you must have good players, and some of them may want to leave early, and I think Jarrell Worthy is obviously, you know, going to be a significant loss for them. I'm not sure I agree with the fact that he would have stayed if they had lost the game, but nonetheless, he was talking about that yesterday. He's a very good kid, a good player, of course. I think it'll be interesting at this point to see what happens to the coaching staff because Pat Narduzzi is considering a move to Texas A&M. And if he does go, there's speculation that Texas A&M, he might take a coach or two with him, although I'll believe that when I see it. I think that, you know, once you start winning games in a big way, you know, the price of doing business goes up in the coaching profession. Obviously, in these bowl games where they're all evenly matched teams for the most part for the 35 games, there are a lot of different factors that could determine winners and losers. And, you know, if the kid from Georgia makes the field goal, you know, there's a completely different look to it. And I was down standing on a goal line with a gale wind blowing left to right, and his ball just missed a little bit to the right, so you wonder if there wasn't some football divine intervention in there that might have helped Michigan State out. But it was a thrilling game and a memorable victory, and they'll take it any way they can get it like any team would.
Was that the biggest victory for Michigan State since the Rose Bowl?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at, you know, I think there are others that, you know, have been significant wins for them in big games over the years. I mean, that was not a BCS bowl game. Is it a good win from the standpoint they hadn't won a bowl game in 10 years? Yeah, you know, it's all of that. And when you play in the bowl games, clearly you play to win instead of to lose, and I guess it does give you some momentum for the next season. They have to find a passing game for next year. You know, they lose a quarterback in the core. They're good receivers, and I think they're going to miss Kirk Cousins tremendously. He threw for 9,300 yards and more touchdowns than anybody else, and you have to, you got to replace that guy and the guys that he throws to for the most part. So that's going to be a daunting challenge. His top three receivers are gone. And in a pass-happy world that college football has become today, you know, replacing what that loss is going to be will be different. But as I write in this Sunday's paper, try to figure out at this point who might be the favorites in the Big Ten next fall, because Ohio State cannot play in a bowl game, can't play for the Big Ten title, and I would have picked Ohio State. But with them out of the picture, it's hard to tell who's going to be there at this point.
What are your thoughts on Michigan State's men's basketball season so far?
Well, I wasn't surprised at all that they won the 13th straight after they went 0-2. When they went 0-2, I wrote I thought they'd go 13-2. I didn't know whether they'd win at Wisconsin, but I thought that would be a close game, and obviously it was. I don't really see anybody in the Big Ten that they can't play with at all. I think Ohio State, when it's fully healthy, is the best team in the league, but you know, their center, Jarrett Sullinger, is subject to injury, and if he does get injured, if he is below par for part of the way, you know, Michigan State might sneak in there and beat them. I think Michigan State's got to continue to improve. They would admit that. And more importantly and significantly to me, they have to stay healthy. If they lose either Applin or Green, it's going to detract from what they've done so far because they aren't very long in depth. But, you know, they have a good attitude. They have good leadership. I don't think the Big Ten's an overwhelming league again where they can't just go through there and beat all these teams, because I think possibly they very well could.
Tim Stout is the WILX-TV 10 sports director. Thanks so much for spending time with us, Tim. Look forward to the column on Sunday.
Okay, buddy. Happy New Year to you.